The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
To the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. The hottest podcasts go up on WGNPlus.com. Also, check me out on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media on Facebook. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. Hey, got a lot of gaming news and game reviews coming up. And who else to bring on to talk about that than the review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, Ray Carcillo, EGMNow.com, RayCarcillo.com. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How much, Sean? How you doing, dude?
Hey, I'm doing all right. So, all right, I got to bring up this story because I thought it was like the most craziest thing I ever heard. So the realism you see in NBA 2K16 could lead to big time payment for a tattoo studio. Solid Oak Sketches filed a lawsuit in New York federal court over the unauthorized use of their artwork by Take-Two Interactive, the company that makes NBA 2K16. The artwork in question tattoos, or more specifically, LeBron James and Kobe Bryant's tattoos. Now, Solid Oak Sketches lists 8 designs that were infringed upon by putting them in the game. Most notably are the child portrait on LeBron's forearm and the butterflies on Kobe's arm. And basically, they're trying to sue for $1.1 million. And this is, I never heard of this. So I wanted to get your opinion on this because I think this is like the most craziest lawsuit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's actually a precedent for this. This happened once before, back when the first UFC game from THQ in 2010 came out, UFC Undisputed, when Carlos Condit's tattoos, kind of something similar came up. So you would think that once the tattoo is put in the person's body, they can kind of do what they want with it, and once their likeness, if they should license out their likeness, like obviously all the NBA players do through the union when these games are made, it's kind of interesting to see that somebody could still claim, well, it's my artwork, so it can kind of, you know, there's a certain degree of control I still have over it, even though I was paid to put this on someone else's body, and in theory, really gave them the art to kind of do what they want with. But yeah, like I said, this happened once before, where a tattoo company, tattoo artist, sued THQ for $4 million for Carlos Condit's tattoos. They ended up settling for $22,500, obviously far less than what they had sued for. So there is a precedent to this, and I believe that because Solid Oak approached Take-Two originally saying we want $1 million or $1.1 million for the rights to this likeness, as crazy as it sounds, Take-Two may actually have a leg to stand on in court.
Wow. And so now the question is, when you get like these games, especially the sports games, they're so real, they're going to start, you know, just totally taking all the tattoos off now. Because I didn't think you can actually, like you said, once the tattoo is on that person, is theirs, is what they're known for anyway. So, you know, I'm just glad this didn't happen during the Dennis Rodman era. You know, that would have been crazy. So, all right, we got a few new games that I want to talk to you about. First of all is Street Fighter V, the latest beta that was released. That was released about 2 weeks ago. So, first of all, when can we expect the actual game to come out? Because they released, it's like the second or third beta of Street Fighter V. At this point, I'm just ready for the game. So what can I expect from this beta?
Well, so this beta, well, we're getting close to launch, right? It launches February 16th, so we're only two weeks away from today to them recording, them releasing, releasing the main game, at least the multiplayer mode and your traditional arcade mode. There is a story mode that has been talked about a lot that's coming later on. It's coming in around probably this early summer, probably around June or July. But the main bulk of the game, the multiplayer and the arcade mode, will be coming February 16th. So this beta is basically their last chance to test out server code, to test out their matchmaking capabilities. They also put out new characters for people to try. They put out Rashid and Karen and really gave them a chance to try these characters for the first time in the beta. So that was the big thing. This is them releasing it once again to test their servers. Because as we've known, as we've talked about, Capcom has had server issues with their first couple of betas. So this is kind of like they're covering their butts one last time, basically saying, let's make sure that everything is good to go 2 weeks before the game goes out to its wide release. And basically, so they're testing server strength, they're testing broadband, they're testing, and they're testing their matchmaking, plus giving players a chance to try out a couple of new characters and also making some last-minute balance tweaks if necessary for what I'm sure will be a day one patch.
Now, as far as Street Fighter is concerned, I mean, I don't know a soul that hasn't played Street Fighter yet. So what can we expect that's new? Besides the characters, you mentioned the story mode. Is there anything else that we can expect from this Street Fighter?
Well, the big thing they've done this time around is in combat, they have the new V skill, the V gauge, right? It's this new meter where each character has a V skill, a V trigger, and a V reversal. And it's different from the ultra meters from games past. It's easier to pull off. Like a V skill is you press both medium punch and medium kick, and it's a special skill or special power that is individual to each character. Same thing with the V trigger, which is a stronger move, and you do high kick and high punch at the same time. And then you can reversal by adding a joystick movement, depending. So that gauge is new, and it's supposed to be an easier way for players to get into the game, do special moves, and they're hoping it's going to make it more competitive on the esports front, which of course is something that Capcom is hugely championing right now, and that's part of the reason why the game is being released in two parts, while you're having the story mode released after the multiplayer in arcade, because they want the multiplayer out there because they want to be on this year's Evo Tour, and to be part of this year's Evo Tour, the multiplayer aspect of the game needs to be out by a certain date.
All right, now let's move on to a few games that I'm not too familiar with, and I should be. First of all is Mario and Luigi Paper Jam. Tell me a little bit about this game. What can I expect out of this game, and is it worth me even trying out?
So Mario and Luigi Paper Jam is an interesting combination, right? So there's two Mario RPG series. There's the Mario Paper Mario RPG, and then there's Mario and Luigi. And they have different type styles of combat. They have different styles of, they have different enemies. They have different story. And the idea is that in Paper Mario, what happens is that Mario and Luigi find this magical book. And when they open it up, Paper Mario and all the paper versions of the characters that we know and love come out and enter their world. So you have a mix up. So you have two Marios, two Luigis, two Bowsers, two Princess Peaches, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what happens is that the Paper Mario and regular Mario have to team up to stop Paper Bowser and regular Bowser, who have kidnapped both Princess Peaches. And what's interesting is that the gameplay, while there's some throwbacks to Paper Mario in terms of what you can do with the paper craft, like you can turn Paper Mario into a paper airplane and you can fly around the world. Most of the combat and gameplay actually follows from the Mario Luigi RPG series, though, in terms of timing and in terms of how you go into combat and deal with enemies. So it's an interesting mashup. They're trying to cram in so many elements from both games, you can get kind of a little confusing if you only play one or the other. There's a lot of mini games involved, a lot of button mashing. But if you're a fan of either or RPG series, or if you're a fan of both especially, this is actually a pretty solid pickup for the Nintendo 3DS.
All right, great. And let's finally, Final Fantasy Explorers. Now, is this anything like any of the previous Final Fantasies?
So Final Fantasy Explorers, it's kind of like, it reminds people of Tactics in some ways, and it kind of, but the thing is, it's actually closer in a lot of ways to a more recent Square Enix game in Bravely Default. You know, there's jobs, there's a bunch of characters, it mashes up everybody from the Final Fantasy lore. It's got Tifa, and it's got Lightning, and Cloud, and Squall, and all of them. And it's kind of got a job system where everybody can do different things based on what they are, what you assign them to be, what their specialty is. In that regard, there's also a thing called the Crystal Surge Meter, which kind of changes combat, and kind of incorporates more of a button mashing aspect to it, and requires you to kind of develop this Crystal Surge Meter to do a really powerful combo attack in order to try and defeat enemies. So in that regard, it's kind of more similar to, like I said, Bravely Default and more recent, some other more recent Square Enix titles, and I would say anything from the full Final Fantasy spectrum of the past.
All right, and there you have it, Ray Carcillo, review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com, and RayCarcillo.com. Hey, make sure you guys check him out on Twitter, too. He's pretty fun on Twitter. Pretty much, you're a football head. I didn't notice that until a couple weeks ago. You're like totally into football, so that's cool. So check him out there on Twitter, Ray Carcillo. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.